A bald eagle and government drone fight over airspace. Future account security might be passwordless. Apple and Microsoft plan their 2020 releases. And Leah Marquez-Peterson speaks with us about broadband in rural Arizona. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Computer Doctor's Show. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube on the 1030 The Voice YouTube channel. Our open lines are 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. On the show today, the state of Arizona has a very high demand for internet access, especially in rural areas. Since many schools and doctor's offices have switched to online classrooms and telehealth appointments, the need for broadband internet or higher has met a very high demand for school kids and senior citizens. We're going to be talking with Leah Marquez-Peterson. She sits on the Arizona Corporation Commission, and we're going to discuss how the state of Arizona is meeting this challenge. But first, highlights of tech news this week. It was an aerial civil war when a bald eagle fights with a government drone. The United States emblem ripped off the propellers off of a Michigan State drone and on a mapping mission and dropping it into Lake Michigan. The official Michigan website stated officials were able to recover the $950 Phantom 4 Pro drone that is no longer in production and will be replaced with a similar model. The drone was able to send key data of exactly where it was when it was attacked and how fast it was going when it hit the water. But that's the price that is paid when we invade territory of nature. A Microsoft VP told Tech Republic that the future of online security in the new normal may have to do away with passwords altogether and be replaced with strong authentication alternatives. The matter becomes more important during this time of increased remote work. Joy Chick at Microsoft Identity Division stated that usernames and passwords are just inherently not secure. Interestingly, scammers still evade usernames and passwords all the time with data breaches, phishing sites, and ransomware. Security alternatives may include SIM card lockers, text confirmations, enhanced facial recognition, and fingerprint identity, to name a few. Apple and Microsoft plan their 2020 releases with a tentative date of the iPhone 12 release or September 8th or September 15th. Product lines from Microsoft will be released September 10th this year, but with much fewer retail locations. The flagship product release for Microsoft is the Surface Duo, which is designed to knock out of the Apple lineup with its dual screen. It's a folding clamshell that flexes backwards and has the ability to display two apps at once. Who's going to win this battle? We'll find out next month. I'm very happy to introduce our next guest on our segment. Did you know that 1 million people right here in Arizona don't have broadband internet access? At best, maybe dial-up, mobile data, or maybe some other means that has very unstable connections. The public is at this point relying very much on internet access at being an essential service during this new normal. My guest is the power behind the broadband internet expansion project for the state of Arizona. She was appointed by the governor to sit on the Arizona Corporation Commission, in May of last year, and she brings a unique perspective to the table. And we would like to now welcome to the show Leah Marquez-Peterson. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much for, first of all, calling in on a Saturday. We know that you're a very busy person. So the first question is, with the state of Arizona and the condition that it's in and the fact that we're in this pandemic, what areas have been hit hardest that have this need for broadband service?
Yeah, well, as you know, and certainly your listeners know, Aaron, this is not a new issue for the Arizona or much less any of the states across the nation. What's been exacerbated, though, is our dire need for high-speed internet at home, especially with our children doing online learning and so many of us working remotely. And I think what you've seen throughout the summer and really since COVID-19 hit our nation in early March, a real intense focus by the governor's office. Certainly, I'm focusing my efforts on different initiatives, and it's a priority for me, especially for so many families who are lacking internet. And you've also seen Congress working on a number of bills. So a lot of folks trying to figure out this really big dilemma and how do we reach rural, tribal communities, low-income communities with high-speed internet, because it's really a matter of economic success. It's the way for our children to continue their learning and not to fall behind during this COVID-19 pandemic, and also for, you know, entrepreneurship to flourish. I think internet is key.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those that might be listening that may not be familiar with what broadband internet is, it's basically a faster version of dial-up, okay? And
right.
It's now like the very minimum that you could actually connect and get any sort of reasonable response from your internet connection. For example, if somebody were to get onto dial-up now, so like, for example, I'm sure you're aware that a lot of these areas that don't have broadband coverage, they do have phone service, and you can still do a dial-up, you know, service. Believe it or not, dial-up services are still out there. But those are not usable even at this time. Okay, so at best, it would be even easier to just make a phone call than to try to maybe even try to send someone an email, you know, on some of these dial-ups. So,
and especially think about trying to do school that way online mm-hmm. when you have dial-up. And there's been a lot of effort, Aaron. At the state level, we've had a broadband emergency task force statewide. We've mm-hmm. also, I serve on a national task force as part of my regulatory role at the Arizona Corporation Commission. So a lot of people really focused on this, and we've got some key partners in Arizona that are helping. What I appreciate is this time on your radio show to promote resources to families. Mm-hmm. If someone is listening now and they know a family or a student who's struggling to get online, they can go to connect-arizona.com, connect-arizona.com, and that points to a great website the Arizona State Libraries have put up that shows free public Wi-Fi spots, technology help, how to get devices, and on the flip side, for those of us that have high-speed internet or live in urban areas, how we can donate Wi-Fi spots or how to train your smartphone into a hotspot. A lot of people don't realize they can do that, but we're really looking for immediate solutions that can help students and families, and certainly there's a whole long-term effort occurring throughout the state, and that's a conversation I'm also involved in related to fiber expansion, and that's costs a lot of money and it's even more complex, but the governor's put some bills behind it and you see a lot of different organizations supporting that too.
Okay. Now, the we mentioned how this really affects children, but even the elders, you know, in our communities, the senior care facilities, the senior citizens, a lot of
right.
Their doctor's visits are now being done on telehealth, and you cannot do a virtual doctor visit or through video conference through the means that a lot of these million people that don't have access to these things. So it's actually lots of different groups of people, you know, kids that are going to school, and for senior citizens trying to do their doctor's visits. Because if they can't do the doctor's visits virtually through the video conference, they have to go in person. Okay, and when they go in person,
yeah.
obviously they're more at risk. They're out in public, and these are this is a group that would be one of the weaker, I guess you can say, of contracting, you know, COVID-19. So we want to
take. Yeah, they're more at risk. Sure.
Absolutely, they're a high risk group. Very good. Now,
yeah, and I'll point out that there's a federal program that's provided funding for schools and libraries to expand broadband fiber to their areas. But I think telehealth really is just taking off. I mean, during COVID-19, I myself have done an appointment that way. It was so easy and wonderful to connect, but of course I have high-speed internet at home. Mm-hmm. If you don't, that choice is really taken away from you, and I don't think we've done enough to focus on how seniors or families and others can really take advantage of telehealth, which I really think will be the future.
Yes. As a matter of fact, on this show, we've talked about telehealth many, many times. And, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. Several months ago on Tucson Tech Talk that I did with Tucson Business Radio X, and we had a doctor. We were just joking around saying, I'm not much of a Star Trek watcher. I guess I should be because I'm doing this show. But that device that they use on Star Trek to figure out who all of your things are wrong with you, that would be something good.
I don't know what it's called.
we have someone that has a question on the phone. Roberta, are you there?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
You mentioned hotspot. I can get that on my phone, but I have no idea what it is. Can you explain it, please?
Sure. So a hotspot is basically whoever your cell phone provider is, it's usually a service that you have to pay a little bit extra for, something maybe $5 or $10 extra per month, and you also have to have a special type of phone, and that type of phone usually has to be 4G or 5G, and you can make your phone be the internet, and then you can have your computer, your laptop, or your tablet connect to your phone, and your phone acts as the Wi-Fi source. That is what that is for. And if you have any questions, you can give, we can definitely show you how to do that. Just give us a call at our office. We're going to repeat the phone number at the end of the show. Thank you very much for your comments, Roberta.
And I wanted to mention to Roberta also that so many people do not realize that if they have an iPhone, that can become a personal hotspot and help your child perhaps get online. If a lot of the schools, TUSD, Sunnyside, and others, are distributing Chromebooks. Some of them have been very innovative. Sunnyside School District has actually put public Wi-Fi spots on buses that are not being used now, parking them out in the neighborhoods where they know that people lack access so that children can get online. I think that's a wonderful idea, and you see a lot of very innovative solutions happening now, but I know you might even have a smartphone in your hand that could become a hotspot and help a child in your neighborhood perhaps or someone in your family get online for school.
Excellent. Okay, I hope that answers your question, Roberta. Going back to our discussion about expanding broadband in Arizona, we know that the need is there, but what are some of the biggest challenges that is holding the state back from these things happening?
Yeah, it comes down to, unfortunately, money, resources. It's the dollars needed to expand fiber into primarily rural and tribal areas. There are more, I heard you say in the opening, more than a million people in our state that don't have internet. Unfortunately, there are a couple reasons they may not have it. One, there is no access, so we need that fiber expansion. Secondly, they're choosing between rent and utilities or mm-hmm. paying an internet bill at this time, because I know I hear from so many folks around the state about furloughs and their small business, struggling or closing. The challenges they're facing financially. So people are having to make some tough decisions. One of the things I'll point out at the Arizona Corporation Commission, we regulate a lot of the utilities, so electric, water, gas, wastewater, and we have a limited role of telecommunications also. And right when COVID-19 hit, early March, we had an emergency meeting. We brought a lot of the CEOs of those companies into a big Zoom call, as you can imagine, or big WebEx, mm-hmm. and had them commit not to disconnect people during this time when people are struggling, not to mm-hmm. charge late fees. A lot of them offered special programming for low-income families mm-hmm. wanted to make sure people were aware of that. So if they're looking for programs now because they're struggling financially, in Pima County, you can go to the Pima County Action Center, the Pima County One Stop, it's also called, and you can Google that or I'm sure call information and you can get that number. It's down on Ajo. But you can get information on utility assistance, rent assistance, unemployment, mm-hmm. And then also you can learn more about discounts for telecom, which is called Lifeline, and then some of the individual telecom companies are offering special deals right now, too.
Excellent, excellent. Now, all these are the workings of the Arizona Corporation Commission. They regulate things that large corporations can't do, and it's all for the benefit of the public. I can tell you from me personally, I'm very thankful that that the TEP can't shut me off until when, October or something. That was a very good benefit to me. Personally.
I'm glad that you were able to, because I know as a small business owner, I'm sure things have been tough. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to point out, though, if folks have not been disconnected or they're in arrears, past due, please call TEP or Southwest Gas or whoever your utility is and work out a payment plan, because ultimately these past due amounts are ballooning, right? They're growing. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that you've got a plan in place, even if it's to pay a lower amount during these tough times till you get caught up. So please contact your utility company.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break here. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, we're going to continue with our discussion on broadband internet expansion in Arizona. We're also going to take some more of your calls. Our open lines are at 520-790-2040. Be like Roberta. Call us and be on the radio. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. Our guest today on the phone, Arizona Corporation Commissioner Leah Marquez-Peterson, talking to us today about the expansion of broadband internet to fill the need of some 1 million people right here in Arizona that don't have access to broadband, school kids, the elderly, doing video conference, doctor's visits among them. Continuing our conversation, some of the things that were mentioned, things that are holding back this project, unfortunately, is money matters. We had mentioned something about fiber optic expansion as well. This is just a strange coincidence. I remember when I first moved to Tucson, I had Wikipedia'd the city of Tucson. And one of the things that it was known for, other than copper and its corn and other things, was fiber optic manufacturing. So maybe we're missing something here, because I would assume that there's a surplus of fiber optic cable somewhere in Tucson.
Yeah, that's interesting to know. I didn't realize that about Tucson.
Well, we have to find out where it is. So maybe the. By the way, I would love to do some research for you if it ever comes up.
Yes, I accept. So we need all the resources we can get, and there are a couple of things we're working on.
Okay, so if a listener today that might be in a situation where the radio waves are hitting their house because this station is able to reach areas that don't have this internet connection, but they pick up the radio just fine. What can some of these people do to maybe further this project?
You know, I think that the best route would be to see if they have access to broadband to their homes. And if you go to, there's a website, let me find it here, that is arizonatogether.org, arizonatogether.org. That's a list of special internet services that are available for families during COVID-19. I believe you can put your address in and it'll identify what internet provider serves your area.
Okay, so that's arizonatogether.com.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah, arizonatogether.org. The governor's office put that up.
Was that .com or .org?
.org.
Okay, arizonatogether.org. Very good.
Right. So if they have access, then they need to definitely research through that website if they're able to get online at a library or through their smartphone, the special deals. If you're in a Cox territory, they have something called Connect to Compete. That's only $9.95 if you're designated low income as a family, $9.95 a month. It's a special rate. And there are other companies that have other special deals. So I would check out what access you might have now. If there is not access, that's a whole other situation. What we're working on are a couple different things. One is on a Wi-Fi hotspot, of course, we talked about earlier. There are public Wi-Fi spots available through libraries, through the schools, and so on.
Those spots can be on the connect-arizona.com website that we mentioned
they
earlier.
Are. And I'll mention that it's not only libraries and so on. If you have a public Wi-Fi spot, perhaps you own a coffee shop or you're a church that doesn't mind people coming by in your parking lot using your public Wi-Fi spot, you can put that in on connect-arizona.com and you'll be listed on the same map anywhere in the state. So we're really trying to collect that data so families have access.
Hmm. Interesting. So that's how that data is connected. And also, I want to mention this to others that that are hearing this show and are not able to connect with broadband or better internet service. Satellite internet is also an option. So you can do a little bit of research with that. Now, I do want to say satellite internet does have some intrinsic problems, and that is a lag. There's a delay there, which will work perfectly fine if there is a if there's a situation where you want fast downloads. I think you can get satellite internet service maybe up to 50 megabit speed download, and it doesn't matter where you are, you can actually get that. But the delay for the signal, the requests and the responses from servers and from other website internet to actually respond is much greater. For example, if we were to be talking on an internet phone, okay, that signal would have to travel to outer space and then return back to the same routers before you could actually say hello, okay? If you've ever talked with anyone on the in space, when you say hello, okay, it can take, you know, seconds before they actually get it. And then you're on this very, very annoying delay. So,
who knew that? Yeah.
Well, these are the types of things that we talk about. So the pros and cons of going with something local, something landline that's based like that. So if somebody is not actually doing live communication or Zoom or something telehealth related, but they just want something fast that they can download speed, satellite internet might be the option for you. We do have to, we're going to be ending soon, but just to go over some of the resources that you mentioned earlier, connect-arizona.com is where you can go to find free resources or free Wi-Fi spots in your area.
Right.
Okay. There was also arizonatogether.org. That was mentioned, and that's where people can go. They can punch in their address, and they can find out what services are available at their address. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
And there are so many resources available, and I so appreciate being on your show to be able to promote those. Thank you so much.
Okay. So next time on the Computer Doctor Show, we're going to be talking to we're going to be talking about other scams that might be going on that are still happening over the phone, and we have some recorded scams that we're going to play for you and teach you how to not be a victim. We do want to thank our guests for today and being on the show with us. We thank also our awesome sponsors, Icon Power, Local Mechanic, Perfect Look Photography, and Ugly Goose Car Rental. Please do business with them. They are local, and they will help keep this show on the air. I'm Aaron Moss, your technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI, 1030 The Voice.